Michael Wacha, 4-0 this postseason for the St. Louis Cardinals, was the subject of that chant during Game 2 of the World Series on Thursday night at Fenway Park. You want understatement on that subject? Here's Cardinals manager Mike Matheny.
Kid continues to impress. I don't know what else you could ask. He and Yadi work well together and make good adjustments along the way, but he stuck with his strengths and really went out and was aggressive, and that's exactly what we needed him to do.
Wacha's strengths are his fastball and his changeup. On Thursday night, the Cardinals rode Wacha and the relief pitching of two other rookies, Carlos Martinez and Trevor Rosenthal, to a 4-2 win. Afterward, Wacha, whose postseason earned run average is 1, was asked if his success had changed everything.
Yeah, I went to go eat at just a little restaurant, and they had a milkshake named after me, which was pretty weird, so I had to try that out. it was pretty good.
The milkshake, called the Wacha Wacha, is vanilla with chocolate chips and Cracker Jack. On Friday morning, SI.com's Tom Verducci provided the overstatement Mike Matheny had avoided. He said Wacha might be the greatest young pitcher in postseason history. If the series goes to a sixth game, the Red Sox will likely see Michael Wacha again. Could he win for the fifth time in the postseason? Among those who might not be surprised if it happened is Sox manager John Farrell.
When you get guys in their first full year of pro baseball, to be able to maintain this kind of stuff this late in October, it's remarkable with what he's doing, and obviously a very talented guy.
Talented, poised, still only 22, and the winner of the game the Cardinals needed to avoid going back to St. Louis down 2-0. No wonder they've named a milkshake after him. If you could invent a milkshake for your favorite athlete, who would it be and what would be in the milkshake? Share the recipe on our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio.